Why the fight over access to public waters across the country is fundamental to the future of hunting and fishing in America. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We've talked a lot to Josh Mills about this issue recently. Efforts to privatize waters are on the rise around the United States, and fights have been won, battles lost, and skirmishes continue in the effort to maintain access to America's sporting traditions. This does not go unrecognized by the folks at Field & Stream. Editor-in-Chief Colin Kearns weighs in.
From a conservation standpoint, Field & Stream, we've been doing a lot of stuff on public lands and whether or not they should be transferred from the federal government to the state. We're very much opposed to them being transferred to the state for a variety of reasons, but kind of lost in all of the coverage of public lands, the loss of access to public waters is a really big topic all over the country. And so we've got a big report on our access to public waters. And the story itself, we sent our reporter to Louisiana, where a lot of the fight for this water access is really going on down there. It's pretty complicated down in southern Louisiana, but that's far from the only state where this is an issue. In New Mexico, Idaho, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Maine, up in the upper Midwest, these are issues that fishermen and hunters and outdoor recreationists are struggling with, and it's a really big topic
that we've been covering regularly. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.